Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin at Sadi Aleph, and we're going to pick it up on Sadi Aleph Beis, about 16 lines up, with Sha'alu Romiim es Rebbe Yoshua ben Chananya. So the Romans asked Yoshua ben Chananya the following: Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu, where do you know that Hashem mechaye meisim? How do you know that there'll be a tchias meisim, that those who passed away will come back? V'yodeya ma sho'osi liyos. Right, and that he knows what's going to be in the future. Those are the two questions. Sa'am lahu tarvayhu min mikra zeh. Both of them are learned out from one pasuk. Shneimar, as it says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe hincha shochiv im avosecha v'kam ha'am zeh v'zona. That you're going to lie down with your fathers, and you're going to get up, and the people are going to be mizana, means to go astray, right? So this shows that Moshe is going to die, then he's going to come back from the dead, and Hashem knows already what the Bnei Yisrael are going to do. The Dilma, maybe they asked, Kam ha'am hazeh v'zona. Maybe that's a different part of the phrase, divided up. So Am lahu, Nokotu mehai palga biyadaichu. So you should what's it called? Take at least half of it in your hands. Didei mash osilios. That we see already that Hashem knows what's going to be in the future. Itmar nami amar Rav Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai ben Yochai minay shekadosh baruch hu mechaye meisim v'yodeya mash osilios shenemar hincha shochiv im avosecha v'kam. That he's you're going to lie down with your fathers and you're going to get up. So the fact that Hashem knows what's going to be in the future, so this would seem to fly in the face of the idea that that we have free will, right? There's a Rambam discusses this, the very last halacha in Tshuva Perek Zayin. It's halacha Hey. So the Rambam discusses if Hashem already knows what's going to be, so that sounds like we don't have too much free will. So in the middle it says, V'humash Omer Rizal's what the Chazal teach, Bol Atayr Messiah so. Right, the person wants to achieve Tahara, wants to lead a life of purity, so he'll get help from that. Kilomer means like this, Yimtzu Lo'atzmo Nozor Al Hadover. He's going to get an Ezer help for this. V'aloksu B'torah says, V'avadim Avinu Osam. And the famous question that we're shown to discuss on the Chumash is by the Bris Bein of Basarim, when Avram Avinu is shown in Parashas Lech Lecha that his children are going to be slaves, they're going to be afflicted, right? Hare gozra ha-mitzrim lasos ra. So you see, it sounds like, according to that, that the Mitzrim were predetermined. They didn't have free will. They had to do ra to the Klal Yisrael, to Avram's children. They're going to get up, they're going to go astray. That's our pasuk. So hare gozra al Yisrael ovid avodat kochavim. Lama nifrom mehem. So how could it be punished? Lefi shelo gozra, says the Rambam, al ish ploni. Each individual person didn't have a gezeirah on him, right? Hayadua shiyehu hazone. He's going to be the one that's going to go. No, el kol echad ve'echad ba'osin hazonim v'avodav kochavim avodas kochavim mazalos ilu lo rotzol avodas lo haya oved. If he didn't want to, he could do. Meaning, there's a klalistic decree. It's going to happen that people are going to do it, but you have a choice whether you're going to be of those that worship the idols. Velo hayid hodio hadbori ella min hagoshel oilam. The whole lama zedoyim. So what's this compared to? Says the Rambam. The oimir ha'am hazeh yihyeh bahen tzadikim rishoyim. Within the Klal Yisrael, there's going to be tzadikim rishoyim. Lo mipnei zeh yomer ha'rosha kevar nigzar alav shiyeh rosha mipnei shehodil Moshe shirishoyim b'Yisrael. Meaning, so Rosh can say, okay, since Hashem said there's going to be people who are going to be doing a veirus, must be I'm one of them. Therefore, I'm just doing it. And I had no choice. I had no say in the matter. No. Kinnish nemar ki lo yechdal evyon mikerav ha'aretz. There's going to be, poor people. V'chein, says the Rambam, ha-mitzrim, kol echad ve'echa me'osa ha-mitzrim. Each one of the Egyptians, ha-marim li'Yisrael, did evil things, bad things to the Klal Yisrael, in lo rotzo l'hara lahem ha-rashus b'yado. Every single one of the Mitzrim had free choice. Do I want to do this or do I not? I can't say, it's determined already. Shul gozer al ish yedua ela hodia shesof zaro asi li'ishtabed be'eretz lo lahem. Meaning, Abraham was told that the people are going to do this, but whatever nation wanted to step up and do that, it didn't say the Mitzrim, they were the ones who chose to do it. Kvar omru she'ein koach bo'adam l'ra And writes, don't get bogged down by the Rambam's that how can Hashem know what's in the future, and that takes away our free will. It's something that's beyond our realm. Pirkei Avos, etc., we discussed this. But really, the Rambam is telling us that's why the Mitzrim were chosen, were punished, I should say, because they didn't have to be the ones. Yes, there was a gzeira Hashem is going to do, and yes, Hashem knows what the future, but that the Mitzrim were the ones who are going to actually fulfill it, so then that is that was their choice. The Ravid here is very stark, Gedarka Bakodesh, and he calls them Shehem Divri Narus. These are Divri Narus, says the Ravid. And he advances the idea that the Ramban Al HaTorah says as well, that really why were the Mitzrim punished? Because if you look closely with what they were just supposed to work the Klal Yisrael, but the fact they took Jewish babies and threw them into the river, that was above and beyond. So the Mitzrim were punished for the fact that they exceeded what the actual Gezerah was. But if they would have just followed, you know, what Hashem had wanted all along, then they would not necessarily have been punished, right? That's the Machlokas, the Rambam in the Ramban over there in Brisbane of Asarim. Okay, back to the Gemara Tanya. We learned in a Brisa. Omer b'lozer b'Rabbi Yosi b'dover ze zayifti sifri kusim. With this, I slugged up, I refuted the kusim, the minim, shehayu oimrim ein tchias amesim in the Torah. Because they say there's no concept of resurrection of the dead from the Torah. Agav, there's the Tiferes Yisrael who writes that you can see this by a caterpillar, that every physical thing in this world is really for a spiritual lesson. And he brings down that the idea of a caterpillar in its cocoon, you think that that's it, that life ends, but no, really it's going to prepare for the next stage when it becomes a beautiful butterfly. So hu hadinami, that's the same concept by Tachias HaMesim. So Amarti Lehem. So this is how Rabbi Loz ben Rabbi Yossi shlugged them up. Ziyaftem toraschem velo helesem biyedchem klum. Right, you falsified your Torah, and you have nothing left in your hands. Shatem oimrim ain't chias amesim in the Torah, because you say there's no concept chias amesim. Hare hu oimer hikares tikares hanefesh ahi. Right, and the pasuk says that soul will be double cut off. Hikares tikares. So avona bo, its sin will be in it. Hikares tikares b'olam hazeh. So hikaris, they'll be totally cut off. That's this world. Avon habo le'emas. So when's that going to be? Lav lo'olam habo. Isn't that going to be in olam habo, right? So you see there is another world after Tchias HaMesim. So that's the hint for it in the Torah. So amale rav papa l'abaye. Rav papa says to abaye, v'leim l'chu tarvaihu mehikaris tikaris. One second. He could have just slugged up the kusim by saying differently, that hikaris tikaris has both of them contained in it. In other words, hikares is, that would be olam hazeh, and tikares would be olam haba, right? So Abai answers back, no, he didn't want to use this type of double expression, right, of hikares tikares. Inu lohai lo, I'm sorry, inu havi omri lohle, if he would have said to them, so then the kusim could just answer back, dibbe torah beloshen kiloshen b'nei otam. It's like poetic language, it's a stylistic thing, but it doesn't necessarily mean there's two different types of worlds with two types of chorus. So kit tonight, this is a machlokas tanoim, what Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Papa were talking about. Hikaris tikaris, hikaris b'olam hazeh, tikaris b'olam haba. Divi Rabbi Akiva, that's Pshat, Rabbi Akiva says that. Omul Rabbi Yishmoya, v'halo kvar nemar, it says, es Hashem hu megadif v'nichrusah. Right, but the megadif, he the one who cursed Hashem, he's going to be v'nichrusah, he's going to be cut off. V'chi shlosho lamos yesh, what are there really three different worlds from where the avai is going to be cut off from? Ella, no. So it has to be like this. V'nichrusa ba'olam hazeh. Nichrusa is this world. Hikaris, and then the word hikaris is la'olam haba. Hikaris tikaris, dibur Torah kiloshen b'nei adam. And the compound connection of hikaris tikaris is just not extra, but just the loshen b'nei adam, the way people talk. So the Gemara is going to ask, one second. Bein Rabbi Shmoya, bein Rabbi Akiva, both according to both of these tanoim, sa avona bo my avdibe. What are they going to learn out from that? So they're going to say, no, like, the Gemara says, Kidatanya, they need it for the following. Yochel, I would have thought, my havmin mud, afilu osa tshuva, if I did tshuva, right, then therefore you'd still get karis. So Talmud loimer avona bo. No, he still gets avon. Lo amarti elbim bizman shavona bo. That's only when his aver is still with him that what's it called? Then he'll get cut off. But if he did tshuva, then that helps, and then he's not going to be cut off. So there is the Shalat Jews from the Noda Yehuda, who writes that tshuva doesn't help for someone's chayiv misa, but it would help for someone who is chayiv karis. In that fact, tshuva would help. Now the Gemara goes through more discussions. Shal Cleopatra Malkaso es Rebbe Meir. So Cleopatra asks Rebbe Meir a question. Omra, I know. Omra, she said, I'm sorry. Yadana, I know the chayish shachve, that the dead are going to live again. Dechsi, because she knows the pasuk in Tehillim. V'yatzitzu me'ir ke'isiv ha'aretz. They're going to blossom from the city like grass of the ground. Ella kishen omdin, but when they do stand up, omdin arumin, omelivu shehen omdin. Are they going to stand up naked, or are they going to stand up clothed? So the Meforshim explained what her question was like this. The lumdus is, if it's arumim, so that's like Adam Harishon, kodem lachet. Or if it's levushim, but if they're wearing clothes, then that would be like Adam, you know, post Eitz Hadas. So omelah, so Mir said back to her, it's a kavachom mechita. You have to learn a kavachom from the wheat. Machita shenikbara aruma. Just like when you sow the wheat, it is unclothed. Yotze bekam levushim. When it comes up out of the ground, it's wearing a lot of levushim. Tzadikim shenikbarim belevushehen al achas kam vakama. So how much more so the tzadikim will be wearing with their garments. So again, the way you'd learn this in is that it's what's it called? They're going to be, it's going to be like an after the chet type of existence. Omra le Kezar le Rabban Gamliel. So Kezar said to Gamliel, Amrisud shach v'chayi. You say that those who are living in the, who are lying down, meaning the dead, are going to live again. Ha, have offer, but their offer. For offer mikochai could offer really come back to life. So now in Amud Aleph, Amrale Librate. So the daughter of Kezar said, Shavke. She says to Gamliel, leave him alone. I got this one. Va'on in the Hadarnle. I'm going to answer up for him. Shnei Yotzrim Yeshba Irenu. If you have two different Yotzrim, people who are craftsmen in our city, Echad Yotzrim in Hamayim, Ve'echad Yotzrim in Hatit. One person makes things out of water, and one thing makes them out of mortar, out of clay. Ezim hen meshubach. So which is better? So Amalah, so he says back to her, Zesh yotzim in hamayim, the one who used water, right? So Amalah, so she sends back to him, min hamayim tsar, min hatit lo kol shekein. So if Hashem could make the world from water, certainly he could bring back people from dust. Rashi says in the third line that Amalah, im kein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im min hamayim hu mitzayir, if he could create things from water, right? Dimitipa serucha shehi kemayim, He creates human beings from the tipa, and that's the mind he uses to create. So today, Rabbi Yishmoel Tana, we learn from Yishmoel, kal v'chomer mikli zechuchis. Really, it's a kal v'chomer from glass. Ma kli zechuchis sha'amolon baruch boser v'dom. Just that they're made by the breath of a boser v'dom nishbara. Right? And it breaks. Yesh lehen takana, but you could still fix it. You could repair it. But you could just like melt it down and fix it again. Baser vedom sheberucho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But human beings are the ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al achas kama v'kama. Right? That, so how much more so Hashem could bring them back to life. In Rabbi Kaplan's book, Inner Space, he develops this whole metaphor very much about the human being part of the breath of Hashem, that it means that it comes from the most innermost aspect of a person, and that idea where he excuses it to explain different olamos, right? Ein sham v'tim senachas. Okay. Amar lei hahu mino l'Rabbi Ami. So it was a min, a heretic, who said to Rabbi Ami, Amrisu d'shach michai, again, you say the dead people are going to come back to life, v'ho havi ofra, but they're ofra, they're dust. V'ofra miko hachai, could dust come back to life? So Amar Lei, Rav Ami says to the min, em shuluch loch moshe, I'm going to give you a parable. Lama hadov is doma, what's this compared to? L'melech bosav adam sha'omer la'avodav. Melech bosav adam, a human king says to his workers, his servants, l'chu uvnu li paltrin gedolim, b'mokam she'ein mayim v'ofer. Go build me a paltrin, a big palace, in a place where there's no earth and there's no water available. So they went and built it. But then later on, it collapsed. So then the king says to him, go build it in a place where there is offer in mayim. So He said, no, we're not able to do that. Sakas lehim. The king, the Melech, gets angry. Omelheni says to them, "B'malkam she'ein mayim offer b'nisim, in a place where there wasn't any mayim, there wasn't any offer, and you could build it. Achshav she'ish mayim v'offer al achas kama v'kama. So now, when you have offer and you have the water available, so how much more so? Right? Rashi says that 10 lines down, with skinny. Achshav she'ish mayim v'hochinam yakodesh baruch yoytzer es ha'odem mitipa ketana." She'ein bo mamish, right? He created something out of, you know, yesh me'ayin. Mekol shekin she'yochel livroiso min ha'ofer. So certainly he could create human beings again from offer. That's the first way Rashi explains. Inami, second pshat, kol ha'olam kulo yotzar mitoyeh. Misoch. Kakosh Baruch Hu created the whole world from tohu, right? Tohu v'vohu. And that's the famous idea that Hashem creates, we say, yesh me'ayin. That when Hashem, the very first Ramban on the Torah talks about Hashem creating something from nothing, right? The fancy Latin, ex nihilo. Hashem is the only one who can make something from nothing. Human beings can, so to speak, you know, on a very, very, very weak level in their imagination, a human being could fantasize something and create a whole elaborate structure. They could imagine themselves, giving a lecture in front of a large auditorium with hundreds of people there. They could see themselves, you know, delivering this fantastic thing, and they could construct in their mind such a thing, but it's no mamoshos to it. So that's the limit of a human being's yesh me'ayin. What human beings can do, and everything we actually do in this world, is yesh me'yesh. Anytime a person creates something, they build a house, well, they just took materials, wood and nails, and put it together, and it made it. The person makes a painting. They took paint and arranged it in such a way, but they didn't create the materials themselves. So that's the idea of called yitzira, formation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bore, right? You find the verb beis resh aleph only in Brachos, with one exception, by Korach. In Korach, it also uses such a lashon of bria to create something yesh me'ayin, but other than that, you don't find it anymore. The rest of it is all with yitzira, which is forming something from something. Okay, continues the Mara. Again, this whole mashal. Ve'im iyatamamin se uviko ure achbar shayom chetzio boser vechetzio adama. So, and if you don't believe me that a human being can be created from dust, go into the bika, go into this valley, and you're going to see this thing called an achbar. So this creature is half dirt and it's half flesh. L'mocher hishri tzvenase kulo boser. Tomorrow, it's going to become entirely basar, flesh. Shemitom lizman meruba. Maybe you're going to think it happens a long time. Ale lahar ure shahayom einbo ele chilazon echod. Look on the mountain, you'll see there's only one little chilazon there. Lamacher yardu gishamim venizmale kulo chelzonis. There's going to be a lot of snails over there. So what exactly is this chilazon? It's a machloikis, but Rashi learns. Chilazon is, now it's on the top left. Tolas shiotzim min hayam echad shivim shana v'tovim b'domo tchilas. This is the snail that comes up out of the ocean once every 70 years, and from this we use its dye to make the tchilas. The Yad Ramah over here argues, and he says, they came to Beit Zechilozum, Mishrat and Kulay, Hare Ein Nivroin, Mina Offer, Umay Raya, Igaminel, Tchizamesim, right? Doesn't make sense to use as a Raya for Tchizamesim. Ella, Mistab, the High Chilozum, the Hocha, the Chilozum we're talking about here in Argamar is not for the famous Tchilis one. Lav, Haich, Damrina, and Gabi Tchilisu. Ella, Mina, Achrina. It's a different type of min. Umivra may offer umayin. It's created from offer and mayim. Umikre beloshen arvi chilozum. It's called chilozum in Hebrew, right? The Rambam actually writes in Chulin, and he says I've heard that there is this type of creature that's made out of both dirt and water. That's in the Rambam in Perek Tes in Chulin. Okay. Omer le hahu mino le geviha ben pesiso. So there was a man who said to geviha ben pesiso, vay lechon chayavaya da amrisun meisei chayin. De chayin meisei de meisei chayin. So he says, woe to you, right? Because you say that the dead are going to live again, right? How can you say that, right? So Amalei says, "Vay lechon chayavos damrisu maisi velo chayin delo havu chayid chayi lo kol shekin." And so he says, "No, you Rishoyim, you say that they're not going to come back, right? So if those who are not in existence, who are not alive now, are going to come back to life, then how much more so those who are once alive are going to come back to again?" So Amalei chayavaya krasli, right? You're calling me that I'm chay, like I'm a Rasha. If I come back, I'm going to kick you, and I'm going to like straighten you out. You're crooked. You're akum. You're a crooked person. Whereas Rashi is like he's a hunchback. Rashi says, yeah, Gevia ben Pesisa kach shmo is his name. V'hoisa lo akmumios begaba. Begabo, his back was crooked, right? Because I'm going to kick you, I'm going to make you straight. So then he answers back. Gevia Mesisa answers back to him. He's the hunchback. He says, "Amalei imata osakein. If you kick me and straighten out my back, rofe umon tikari. They're going to call you a good doctor. Schar harbe titol. You'll get a lot of money. You're going to be a specialist. You'll be the official back kicker. You'll have a lot of money if you come back. But you're not coming back, so you're not getting any money." Tan Rabbanan. He was very sharp person, Gevia ben Apisa. So now they give a whole bunch of debates that he used to have. The Esrim v'Arba Menisan on the you look on the side, it says Megillas Tainis is on the 24th day of Nisan, right after Yom Tov was over. Is Natilu demu sosnae miyhodim Yushalayim? The people were exiled from Yehud and Yushalayim. Kishbo b'nei Afrikoya ladun im Yisroel lifnei Alexandros Mokdon. So they came in front of Alexander Mokdon. They wanted to have a debate. These Africans, the Marshal learns that these people of these were the Girgashim, those ones who ran away, they went to Africa. So Amalo, Eretz Canaan Shalanuhi. They say, we get Eretz Canaan, right? The apostle says, Eretz Canaan the Gvuloseha, because the land of Canaan according to its borders. V'Canaan Avuhon, and Canaan was our father. The Honhu Inoshehave, right? So he's the forefather of ours, and you took our land, so therefore we get Eretz Yisrael. Right? So therefore, Amar lahu gaviha ben pesisa lechachamim. So he said to the chachamim, "Tnuli rishus ve'elich adun imohim. Give me permission, and I will go deal with them." Lifnei Alexandros Mokdon, in front of Alexander Mokdon. Im yenatzchuni, if they beat me, se'im, they'll say, "Head yod shabanu nitzachtem." Right. You just defeated a hedyot, a regular guy. No big deal. But if I defeat them, I'll say to them, Torah's Moshe nitzachtem. It's Torah's Moshe which defeated them. So therefore, nosim lo reshus v'halach don imohem. So the Chachamim gave Gevia ben Pesisa reshus, and he went to go debate them. Amar lahen. So he said to them, Meheichan atem avin raya. Where are you bringing a proof from? Which is interesting, he asked, because he knows where they're bringing posts. So Amalo, they said, Minatorah. We're bringing from the Torah. Says Amalahen, okay. Afanilo avi lachem raya el Minatorah. I'm also going to bring you proof from the Torah. Shneemar v'imr or kanon. The Pasuk says that or is cursed. Eved avadim yiyel achav. He's going to be an eved to his brothers. And the halacha is, eved shkana nechosim eved lemi. So who's he gets them? Nechosim lemi. Who's he an eved to? Where does nechosim go? Lo oid, not only that, Ela Shahari Kamesh Shanim Shelo Avdutun. Right? Not only that, it's been many years that you haven't served us. So not only don't you even have a chelik in the land, you actually owe us money as well. You have to return to becoming our Avadim. So, Amalhan, Alexandros Malka, so he said back to them, Hachazirulot Shuva. So answer him back. So Amrulo, they said, give us some time. Tanulon is man, shlosh yom. Give us 3 days to work us out. Nosenhem Zman, he gave him 3 days. Bodku v'lomotsu teshuva. They tried, they searched, but they couldn't find an answer. Miyad borchu. So immediately they ran away. V'hinichu sadosehin kishehen zros. And they left their fields, which were already planted. V'charmehem kishehen netuyos. And their vineyards, which were already also ready to go. V'osa shana shviz haisen. It was a shmita year, so they got even more. So in other words, the Marsha speaks out. Marsha says, what was their taina? The taina was that, yeah, it was your land. I mean, if they knew the post, they knew Psukim. But they meant to say, You got it, but you lost it due to your averus. Shuv pamachas bo ibnei mitzrim ladunim yisroel lifnei alexandros mokdon. So now the mitzrim, the Egyptians, wanted to come and debate. So amulo, they said to him, harehu oimer v'hashem noson es chein ha'am be'eni mitzrayim v'yash ilum. By the, after the makos, so Hashem gave chein, favor in the eyes of the mitzrim, and they lent us objects. Right, so therefore, it was only a loan. Tenulanu kesev v'zav shenetalta mimenu. Give us back. You said you were borrowing it, but you never returned it. So the mitzvah were coming now in requesting that. So amar gevia ben psisa lechachamim. So the same structure over here. He says to the chachamim, tenuli reshus ve'ilech la'adin yimachim lifnei achsandros. Give me permission to go debate them. Im yenatz chuni, if they defeat me, amru lahem, they'll say, hed yod shabonu nitzachtem. Right, you can just say, you can say to them, okay, you just defeated a regular person, but until you actually defeat one of the chachamim who knows what they're talking about, then there's no real proof over here. So that's if I lose. Imaniye natzeich osam, but if I defeat them, imru lahem, then I'll say, Toras Moshe Rabbeinu nitzchaschem. Right, it's Moshe Rabbeinu in his Torah that defeated you. Nosnu l'rshus v'halach v'don imohem. Got permission, and they went to debate. Amar lahen meheichan atem mevin raya. So we asked them, where are you bringing proof? Amar lo min haTorah. We're bringing proof from the Torah. Amar lahen, so he answered back, afani lo evi raya lachem raya el min haTorah. I'm also going to bring a proof from the Torah. Shneemar u'mosha b'nei Yisrael asher yoshvu b'mitzrayim shloshim shona v'arba meyos shona. The b'nei Yisrael worked for 430 years, right? Or we were in there, right? So tenu lanu, give us schar avodah shel shishim riboy. Give us the wages for Shishim Ribui, for 600,000 men who worked over the age of 20. Sheshibadtem b'mitzrayim shloshim shana v'arba meos shana. You enslaved us for 430 years. That adds up to be quite a lot. So amar lahen alexandros mokdon hechazir lo tshuva. So he said, answer back, gevia ben psisa. Amar lo, they said to Alexander, tenu lanu zman shloshiyom, give us 3 days. Nosan lahem zman, he gave them 3 days to think it over. Bod kuvlo motza tshuva, they looked, they couldn't figure out an answer. Miyad hinichu sarosehim kishehin zroz, they ran away, their fields were sown. V'charmehim kishehin netuyos uvarchu, their vineyards were planted when they ran away. V'osu shana shviyas haisa, and it was a Shemitah year. Veshuv pamachas bo b'nei Yishmoyel v'nei Keturah ladun im Yisrael lifnei Alexandros Mokdon. So now the b'nei Yishmoyel and the b'nei Keturah come, right? It's unclear if this was all one after the other. These were just separated incidents. Amru lo, they said, Eretz Kanan shelanu v'shelachem. Eretz Yisrael is not just ours; it's ours and it's yours. Dechsiv ve'ela told us Yishmoyel ben Avram. One pasuk is that told us of Yishmoyel v'chsiv ve'ela told us Yitzchak ben Avram. So you see that. Toldos, right? It's just an interesting point, side point, I should say, that the word toldos is used very specifically in Chumash Bereishis, that when the Torah is going through the genealogies of people and they use the word toldos, it's either coming to tell us that a person was chosen to be part of Zera Avraham, a person was rejected from being Zera Avraham. So when you find Toldos, right, by Adam, you find it by Noach, you find it by Terach, and then you find it here with Avraham. So some of Avraham's children were chosen, but not all. So Yitzchak was chosen. And then even within Yitzchak's children, not all of them were chosen as well. Yaakov is chosen, and Esav, you have Toldos by Esav at the end of Perek Lamed Vav in Bereishis, that it's used there to show that he was Nidche, he was rejected from being part of this promise. And then that's why the brothers were so suspicious of Yosef, because they thought they had a historical precedent over here. Just like our father had a brother who was pushed away, who was rejected. Our grandfather had a brother who was rejected, i.e. Yishmael. So we also have a brother, Yosef, and he's rejected. But at the end, the culmination comes out when they realize that no, Yosef was in fact part of them as well. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar lahen gevia ben psisa lechachamim. Tanuli Rushusa Elech Adun Yimachim Lefnei Alexandros Mokdun Im Yenatz Chuni Imru Hedyod Shibonu Nitzachtem. They'll say you just defeated the Hedyod. Imani Yenatzechosam. But if I beat them, Imru Lohem. I can say Toras Moshe Rabbeinu Nitzchaschem Nosnu Rushus V'Holach V'Don Yimachim. So now he's going to debate with the Yishmaelim. Amar lahem Mehechan Atem Mivin Raya Amar lo Min haTorah. Bring proof from the Torah. So Amar lahem Afani Loi viraya ela min haTorah shneamar v'yitin Avram es kol asher lo leYitzchak v'lenei pilag haPilagshim asher laAvraham nosan Avraham matonos av shenosan agitin levonav bechayev. So he gave a agitin, which we're going to translate as a type of document. V'shiger ze me'al ze klum yesh lahen klum yesh laze al ze klum. So if he gives it to one and then sends the other way, does you have a taina? So my matanos, what were the matanos? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba melamed shemosel hem shem tuma. So Rashi learns that the shem tuma game was kishuf umaisa shadim. He gave them the ability to do these types of things. Other the Marshal says can't be, because we learned earlier in the sugyas of Sheva Mitzvah Noach that even a goy is not allowed to do these. So it must be kidei l'hislamed kishuf. Like he taught them how to recognize what is kishuf. Rabbi Kiva Tatz, in one of his lectures, pointed out that this is the source for all these Eastern meditative religions that Avraham Avinu gave them over. They just got, written down in Sanskrit, but the source of all those Eastern religions as well comes from Avraham Avinu. Amalei Antignos L'Rebbe, Guf U'Nesham Yechol Nipater Atzma Min Hadin. So now, once we've already discussed about, interesting discussions that are happening between non-Jews and Jews, so we continue now with Antignos and Rebbe. So the Guf and the Neshama, they could exempt themselves. Kate said how? Guf Omer Neshama Chatos. The Guf could say it was the Neshama that sinned. Shemayom Shepersha Mimeni. From the day that the Neshama left me, Hareini Mutol B'Kevin Doimim B'Kevram. I'm here like a stone in the grave, not doing anything. Neshama Omeres, the Neshama could tie in as follows. Guf Chot, it was the Guf that sinned. Shemayom Shepirashti Mimenu Hareini Parachas B'Avir Kitzipa. I'm just flying around like a bird. I'm not doing anything wrong. Amr Lei Emshel Lecha Moshal. I'll give you a Moshal, says Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Lama Devdo Lema Hadover. What's this compared to? Lamelech Bosav Adam Shahailo Pardes Noe. To a king who had a very nice Pardes, right? Pardes, some explain, Pshat Remes Drosh and Sod. Pardes is the Hebrew source for the word paradise, right? He had a Pardes, he had an orchard, right? The Hayabo, Amen Beis. Bakoros Nos, there was a nice fruits growing there. Vahoshi Boshne Shamrim, right? He put two guards there. Echad Chigar v'Echad Suma. One was lame, couldn't walk. One was blind, couldn't see. Amr l'Chigar l'Suma, so the lame one said to the blind one, Bakurais Noos Ani Roya B'Pardes. I see there's good fruit here. Bo v'har kiveini une v'aim l'ochlom. Ride on my back, and we'll be able to get them. Rochad Chigar al-Gabe Suma. So the lame person who couldn't walk out on the back of the blind one, who couldn't see, they went and they ate them. So then later on, the owner of the parties came. Omelahen says, Bakuros knows, Hein, where are they? Omelahiger, Klum Yeshli, Raglaim, Lahalechman, what, do I have any legs? I could have gotten them. Omelosuma, the blind one says, Klum Yeshli, Nain, Liros, I have any eyes, I could see them. Ma'asa, so then what did the owner of the fig, excuse me, the orchard do? Hirki chiger agabe suma vedono somke echad. He put the lame person on the shoulder of the blind one, like in the same position when they stole them, and then he judged them like one. Sa'af Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe neshama vezorka baguf. So Hashem is going to take the neshama and throw it back into the guf. Vedono somke echad. He's going to judge them as one. Shnemar yikra el han shemayim me'al v'ha'aretz lodin imo. He's going to judge the heavens He's going to judge his nation. I call heaven and earth. I'm going to judge you. Yikra el hashemayim me'al. Right. So the pasuk says he's going to call to the heavens above zeh neshama. Ve'el ha'aretz ledin amo, to the earth is judging his people zeh guf. That's going to be the guf. So there's a Ben Yehoyada who asks a few questions on this gemara. The Ben Yehoyada says kasha. Ich kol echad matil ha'ashama al shekinegdo. Ve'ina margi shezeh hatayna shezeh poiter atzmo al yodo minech la'ashma al ha'kshenegdo. Right? Each one is blaming the other one. You did it. No, you did it. Don't they realize that they're just going to throw it back on him? Ve'hine zeh shekinegdo yeshlo gamkein tain zeh shetana mamish la'hashiv ha'ashama al lavli for atzmo. They're both, it's like circular reasoning. You did it. No, you did it. The second question asks, kasha, Ich kol echad yoimer taina shel sheker liftor atzmo lifnei elokei emes hayodea talumos leiv. How in the world could they try to say a sheker in front of Hashem, who knows the innermost thoughts of their hearts? Va'od kash, and the third question he asks is, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mevi nesham v'zorka beguf, Hashem's going to take the nesham and put on the goof, l'may chutzu chala harkava zu b'poil, right? Why would it need to actually physically do this? Die, it would have been sufficient, l'hashi v'guf be'esh shechotos, lohayisa evin domein, right? To show that when it sinned, it wasn't an evin domein. L'neshama yashiv lo hayisi parachas ma'avir, right? And said that by just when it sinned, you said, look, you weren't. You weren't flying around by yourself as a bird when you're sinning, and you weren't silent like a stone when you were sinning. So basically, what the Ben Yehoyada says, beautiful voice, he says, you know, when a person takes a sword and kills somebody, nobody blames the sword. They realize that was just an instrument in the hand of the person. They're the ones responsible. So each one, both the goof and the nesham, are claiming, I'm like the sword. I was passive. It was the other one that acted upon me, and that's what caused me to do all these things. Amale Antignos Larebi. So he said to Rebbe, Bipnei ma chama yotza b'mizrach v'shokas b'marav. For what reason does the sun come out in the Mizrach and it sets in Marav, in the west? So Amale I havi ipcho nami havi Amarli. If it was the opposite, you would have said the same thing to me. So Amale hachi kamin loch. No, this is really what I'm asking. Bipnei ma shokas b'marav. What does it set in the west and doesn't, sometimes change and go into a different direction? Amar lei kidei litein shalom lakona. In order they can give shalom to its creator. Shene'emar utzva ha-shamayim lecha mishtachavim. Right? For the heavens, the host worship you, they bow down. Amar lei v'seisi ad palga dirakia. So let it go halfway there. V'titein shlama v'seil. Then it will just give shalom then, and then it'll just like stop then. Right, it'll go back. Mishum polim, mishum ovrei drachim. It can't do this because of the polim, the workers, and the ovrei drachim, those who are traveling. Well, what does this mean? Rashi says on the right side, about 10 lines down. Mishum polim deilukach, because it would be like this: the sun would just stop. Haya machshich pisom. It would become dark all of a sudden. Right? They wouldn't know when it's time to camp for the night. Therefore, that's why the sun sets in Marav. So that the workers and the travelers would know when it's actually going to set. When does the neshama go into a person? From the moment when it was conceived or when the child is formed. He says, from Yitzira. So Antinos says back to him, Efsher chasicha shabosar omedes shloshi yamin below melach ena misrachas. Is it possible that a piece of meat could stand for 3 days without being salted? No, it's going to rot. So therefore, you can't learn out that the fetus could be for 40 days without a neshama. El mishas pekida. So it must be from the time of conception. Amar Rebbe, dover zel lamedani antinogus umikra mesayo. Really? Yeah, you told me pshat, and I have a pasuk that supports this. Shnemer, as the pasuk says in Iov, Kudoscha Shamra Ruchi, right? With your Pekida, you preserve me. So it's the moment of the Pekida, that's the point when the Neshama goes into the body. But Omalo, Tignos the Rebbe, me Amos Ayetzahara Shali Ba'adam, when's the Yetzahara come? Meshash Yetzira, Omeshash Yetzia. From the time when their child's formed, the time he comes out. So Omalo, Meshash Yetzira, then the Yetzahara comes in from when they're Yetzira. If that's true, then it would have wanted to kick and go out. El Mishas Yitzia. It must be really that the Yitzhar comes when the child is comes out. Antonignos. Really, this is what Antonignos told me. Umikra Messiah. And you have a post that proves this. Shenemar lepetach chatos rovates, that it's sitting at the door. So the Ali Shur explains that you see from this clear that the Yetzer Hara is not a logical thing. It just wants to, it has a rebellious nature. Like it doesn't make sense to want to kick to go out of the while it's still in Yiro. Reish Lakish Rami, Reish Lakish has a contradiction. Kosev, Bam Iver Ufiseh Hara Violetis Yachtov. When talking about, this is Techiyas HaMesim, right? That they, I'll take the blind and the lame, the woman, the child, and they'll all be together. The Ksiv Oz Yedale Kayal Pisech Vesoron Loshen Ilaim Ki Nivku Bamidbar Maim Unacholim Ba'arova. It says the lame one is going to leap like a deer, and the tongue of the one who can't speak is going to sing for the wilderness. The water is going to break out, and the streams in the desert. Ha Ketzad. So it sounds like there's not going to be anybody with physical defects. Omdin Bemumin. They're going to stand up, resurrected with their mum, umis rapin, and then they're going to be healed. Ula Rami, so Ula has a contradiction. Ksiv bilo hamovis lanetzach umoch Hashem dimum me'alko ponim. Right, Hashem will swallow up death and wipe all the tears off of the people's faces. Ksiv ki hanar ben meya shana yomus. There'll be a nar who'll be 100 years old. Lo ye misham od ul yomim. Right. So what is it? Is it going to be death or not? Salokashia kan be Yisrael, kan be Nochrim. One's talking about the Jews, and one to talk about the Nochrim. The Nochrim, my boy Hossam. So what are they going to do? Sohanach lichsi behu v'amdu zorim v'ra'u tsoinchem uvnei necher ikareichem v'chormeichem. That the Nochrim are going to be the ones who are going to be taking care of the tzon. They're going to be taking care of the people's flocks, and they're going to be working. Like Ikars and Akomer, these are types of people working in the fields. Rav Chisda Ramis. Rav Chisda has a contradiction. Ksiv v'chofro halavona uvosha hachama kimalach Hashem tzavakos. The moon and the sun are going to be embarrassed because Hashem is going to be king in Hearts Yerushalayim, really. Because of Ahaya or Halavonu ke or Hachama, for or Hachama yeh Shivasayim ke or Shivas Yomim. It says elsewhere that the light, like the moon, is going to be like the sun, and the sun's going to be seven times as much like the light of 7 days. Lokashe kan limos Mashiach kan la'olam habo. No. There's no problem. One is talking about when Mashiach comes, that's when they're going to shine a little bit more brightly. And then the other pasuk that only is going to shine is the light of Hashem. That's talking about Olam Haba. Uli Shmuel, but what about Shmuel? The Amar he holds is not going to be any changes. The world's going to be the same thing it is, just the Goyim are going to leave us alone. Ein bein Olam Hazel, limos Mashiach el Shibud ma'agolius bilvad. The only thing is that there's not going to be any... We won't have to go to the United Nations to get approval for anything we want to do. Lokasha, not akasha. Kan b'machne tzadikim, kan b'machne shechina. So where the light is different. One light, the machne of the tzadikim, that's where it's going to be equal. But in the machne shechina, that's where it's going to be just the light from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just, it's important to point out, that's how the Rambam paskins. The Rambam, at the very end of Hilchos Melachim, he, when discussing the sugya, discusses that's exactly what it's going to be. There's not, we're still going to go to work, or everything's going to be regular functioning. It's just that there won't be any shibud malchios anymore. Okay, Rava Rami. Rava has a contradiction. Ksiv says, Ani omis ve'achaye. I will kill and I'll bring back to life. Right? So it shows Hashem could bring du tchias amesim. Ksiv mechatzti v'ani arpe. And says Hashem wounds and I will heal. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, mash ni meimis ani mechaye. The hodor mash machatzti ani arpe. Right, so you have to look at it like this. Hashem says, "What I kill, I'll bring back to life." Right, and that which I wounded, I'm going to heal. Tanu Rabbanon ani amis v'achaye yochel shetehe misa be'echad v'chayim be'echad kederech sha'olam noig. You might have thought that it'll be, death for one person and then life for one person, the way normally the way the world goes. So Talmud Loimer, to teach me not like that, mechatzti v'ani arpe. The pasuk says, I wounded and I will heal. Ma mechitza rufua be'echad, af misa v'chayim be'echad. Just like wounding and healing is one person, so to the death and life will also be in one person. Mikan teshuv la'oimrim ein tchias meisim in a Torah. This is a response to prove to those who say there's no concept of tchias meisim in the Torah. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Meir, minayin l'tchias ha-meisim in HaTorah. From where do we know this? Shnemar, oz yashir Moshe uvenei Yisrael es hashira hazois la Hashem. Then they will sing. So that's future. Shar lo ne'amar. They did sing, as it says, Ela yosher. They will sing. Mikan, you see from here, L'tchis ha'meisim in ha'Torah, Ki'otze b'dover ata oimer. You find a similar thing. Oz yivne Yehoshua mizbeach la'Hashem. Yehoshua will build a mizbeach. Bona lo ne'amar, doesn't he build? Ela yivne, mikan l'tchis ha'meisim in ha'Torah. So you see from that. Ela me'ato. If that's true, Oz yivne Shlomo bama lichmoish shikutz Moav, that Shlomo is going to build a mizbeach for lichmosh, right? And it was a shikutz, like shkotzim, like the despicable thing from Moav. So achi nami de yivne, he's going to do it in the future, right? Meaning no, siyatulim doesn't mean it's going to be in the future. Ela malalav hakosav ki'ilu bona Hashem, you know. They consider it as if he did build it, because why? Because he didn't stop his wives. His wives brought the Avodah Zarah into the Jewish people, but there's no proof for Tchias HaMesim from that pasuk. Oh, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, minayin Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, shenemar, ashri yoshe v'secha od yalucha sela, hilucha lo nemar, ela yehalulucha. It doesn't say they praise you, but they will praise you. Mikan, so you see from here, the future tense, Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. Anyone who sings Shira in this world will be zoich to say it in the next world. Shneemar Ashri Yoshev Esecha Od Yehalucha Sela. Amr Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Amr Rabbi Yochanan Minayin Tichas Meisim in a Torah. Shneemar Kol Tzofayich Nosu Kol Yachdav Yiranenu. So Yiranenu is they will sing. Rinenu they sing. Lo Neemar Ela Yiranenu. Future tense. Same idea, Mikan Tchis Meisim in HaTorah. Omre Bichia Bar Abba, Omre Biochanan. Asidin Kol HaNevim Kulon Oimrim Shira Bekol Echod. In the future, all the Nevim are going to say the Shir in one voice. Shneemar Kol Tzofayich Nosu Kol Yachdav Yiranenu. Your watchmen, your scouts, they raise up their voice and they're all going to sing together. So the Marsha says that normally we say that you can't hear two voices, but if it's something that's chaviv, then you can't hear it. So obviously this nevuah will be very chaviv, and obviously we're all going to hear it. Okay? Wishing everybody a wonderful Yisru Chag.